Good morning. I'm sharing the God setting this morning as we start our stewardship season. I learned about the importance of good financial management and generosity from my parents and my grandparents. I learned it both in what they taught me and by the example that they set in how they lived their own lives. But it wasn't until I moved to Memphis, Tennessee in my mid-20s that I really started to fully understand and personally embrace the concept of Christian giving and stewardship. That was the first time that I heard a minister preach about the importance of giving a tithe or a tenth of our income back to God. The boldness with which he preached that message really made me stop and pay attention. I had to think about that. 10% of my income seemed like a lot. So I set out to investigate and learn more. As I studied the Bible and reflected on what I learned, I felt the call to work towards giving a tithe of my income back to God. And I was pretty excited when I was able to achieve that goal. It's a spiritual practice that has been important to me ever since. Tithing has deeply impacted my faith in more ways than I could have realized when I made that commitment over 20 years ago. Tithing helps me remember what is truly important in my life, and it continually challenges me to remember the real source of my joy. My all-time favorite Bible passage on giving is Matthew 6, 19 through 21. It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. To me, that passage is both a wake-up call and a constant reminder of how we should prioritize our lives. The world tells us that we will be happy if we just acquire more. More things to fill our homes, more titles as we climb the ladder at work, more social media-worthy experiences. But God tells us something very different. I encourage you to reflect on where your treasure is. Think about that for a moment and be honest with yourself. Do you treat money like the world treats money, or do you treat money like God treats money? If you're really honest with yourself, do you control your money, or does your money control you? Money and status, and the status that comes with it can be very seductive, and our culture definitely reinforces that. It's very hard not to be pulled into it. After I made my commitment to tithing, I thought I had it all figured out, but God showed me a few years ago that I did not. I realize now that I spent a lot of years pouring a lot of energy into climbing the corporate ladder. I kept thinking that the next job, the next promotion was really going to be the one that mattered, the one that fulfilled me. But that never happened. We'd have a nice celebration dinner with each promotion, but honestly, the joy wore off before the ink was dry on my new business cards. I got so much more joy out of serving a Caritas meal with my small group, teaching a disciple Bible study, working in ministry with our brothers and sisters in Swansboro, or mentoring a former foster child through UMFS. A few years ago, God called me once again to take an honest look at where my treasure was, and that led me to make a radical career change. 18 months ago, I left the corporate world behind to serve God full-time at United Methodist Family Services. My title is a lot less fancy, and my paycheck is a heck of a lot smaller, but I have never been happier or more filled with joy. Now, God may not be calling you to make a change quite that big, but this stewardship season, I encourage you to take time to reflect on the changes that God may be calling you to make in your life. Is he calling you to tithe for the first time? Or perhaps step up a level in another area of your life? This stewardship season, I encourage you to ask yourself the question, where is your treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.